Sansa says approaching disarmament as a reactionary tool to address intercommunal violence will lead the country back to the past, where disarmament exercises were conducted without addressing the factors that drive communities to arm themselves. Geoffrey Law Doke, head of secretariat of SANSA, says they have also seen in the past the government disarm civilians without a plan to protect them in the aftermath of disarmament. He adds that not long after the action, communities suffered devastating attacks from criminals, largely neighboring communities. Duque says the country cannot afford to repeat mistakes of the past and expect better results now. The report adds that some communities have suffered scaring death tolls and loss of livelihood as a result of unplanned disarmament. The group says there is evidence showing some members of disarmament forces involving in abuse of civilians, including torturing civilians to extract arms. It says the activity has also involved violent confrontations between armed civilians and disarmament forces, leaving notable casualties on both sides.